We are studying this chapter that we should command the right and forbid the wrong. With regard to that, we read it's a lengthy hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quotes various ayat of the Quran Sharif. The first part we did in the first ayat, Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained how did the beginning of the harm and the downfall of the Bani Israel start. And that was that they should not command, they should command what is right and forbid what is wrong. But when the recipient, the listener, would not obey and not listen, then they should still carry on socializing with him. On that Allah made all their hearts like one, and Allah sent his punishment upon them. Now we read the second part of the hadith in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quotes other ayat of the Quran Sharif. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمَ. Allah Ta'ala says that the Bani Israel, they were those people who had disbelieved from them, they were cursed by Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That caused their downfall, that they were cursed. And why were they cursed? ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. That was because they disobeyed Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and they transgressed his laws. That is the pledge that they had made with Allah ta'ala. They did not uphold that pledge, they broke that pledge, they broke the laws of Allah ta'ala and they transgressed all bounds. And when that happened, وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. They should not stop any person of any munkar, any wrong that he does, what he was doing, they should not stop that person. And that was now the cause of the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam on them. لَبِيْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Very evil it is what they were doing. That is, they were breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and this was a very, very evil and a great wrong that they were doing. تَرَى كَثِيرًا مِنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And this part of the ayat is very relevant, that you see many of them, that they befriend those who disobey Allah Ta'ala. That is, they keep on socializing with them, mixing with them, with whatever excuse, with the excuse of family ties, with the excuse of unity, with the excuse of peace, with the excuse of keeping the peace, etc. And they keep on socializing with the wrongdoers. This was the cause of the curses of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the evil that had come to them after them. لَبِئْسَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَهُمْ أَنْفُسُهُمْ. This is very, very evil what they are presenting and sending forward for themselves. That is breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, not being worried about it, still keeping on socializing with one another. We should consider very, very carefully what our own situation is today. How the laws of Allah Ta'ala have been flouted, and yet it makes no difference to us to attend any reception, any invitation, and where all the laws of Allah Ta'ala are openly broken, and yet we take part. So, and all this has come in the Quran Sharif so that we could take a lesson and we could correct and make amends of our ways. May Allah give us proper understanding and may Allah let us fulfill this great command of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. Subhanallah.